Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, what is going on with Hunter Biden? Why did he all of a sudden emerge and do a couple TV interviews? We dive into this like no other show. We tell you the specifics, what's happening, and what's coming next. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. And again, if you want to help our program reach millions of young people, charliekirk.com/support. Hunter Biden and more. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Did you know that over 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium, and magnesium is the number one mineral to fight stress, fatigue, and sleep issues? My work schedule has been really hectic, you guys all know that, and I'm noticing it starting to wear me down. Even when I'm getting all my workouts in, I find it that I can still feel like I'm somewhat stressed. That's why I'm excited to share more about a magnesium product I discovered. Magnesium powers over 600 critical reactions in our bodies, but don't just grab any magnesium pill. The one I recommend is Magnesium Breakthrough because it combines all 7 essential forms of magnesium into one convenient supplement. Most magnesium supplements fail because they are synthetic and not full spectrum. When you get 7 critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded. With this one simple action, you reverse your magnesium deficiency. Fight fatigue, feel more at ease, be more productive, and feel less anxious. This is by far the most complete magnesium product ever created, and I highly recommend it. Today, you can get 10% off with a Charlie Kirk Show special, magbreakthrough.com/Kirk, and enter code KIRK10. That's magbreakthrough/Kirk, and use coupon code KIRK10. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Happy Easter Monday. So much happening in the country right now, and I want to go over through some of the news the last couple days. That was, it happened, and then no one really talked about it. It's always interesting for me to see who decides to go do press the Thursday and Friday before a holiday weekend. Whomever does that, they're doing it for a very specific reason. It's not by a mistake. And someone who we've been wondering about, just kind of asking a question, is he okay? Is he still doing business deals with foreign adversaries? Is Hunter Biden. Now, you probably wouldn't know this if you were just reading the New York Times, because according to the New York Times, the number one news story on the front page of the New York Times is white evangelical resistance is obstacle in vaccination push. That's the New York Times. The day after Easter, the New York Times says white evangelical resistance is obstacle in vaccination push. So you probably wouldn't know this if you were reading the New York Times or even the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal doesn't mention this. They're a little bit more fair. Mostly business-related stories. But Hunter Biden did a long interview on CBS the other day. And a couple outlets covered it. But then Easter comes and there's Good Friday and Holy Saturday and Resurrection Sunday. And we don't really dissect what was said. But before we get into that, let me ask the most obvious question that everyone is missing about Hunter Biden sitting down with CBS. Why is he doing this interview? This is the most obvious and important question. You don't just sit down and call an interview with CBS because you feel like it. Hunter Biden is under zero pressure to do media. I mean, obviously, we're clamoring for him to answer questions, but we don't matter to the left. They do whatever they want regardless. If what we said mattered, Eric Swalwell would not be a congressman. If what we said mattered, Ilhan Omar would not be a congresswoman. I'm not saying that we shouldn't say it, but we have very little pull over the ruling class of the Democrat Party. They're going to do what they want, regardless of how much pressure we put on them. If our pressure mattered, Governor Ralph Northam would have resigned as governor of Virginia. So why is Hunter Biden sitting down and doing this interview? That's the most important and initial question. So from just watching the interview, it was a really bizarre conversation. He's just kind of chatting. And so we know that Hunter Biden is under active criminal federal investigation. And we know that Hunter Biden, let's just say, participated in some less than seemly moral activities in the past. And so Hunter Biden sits down with CBS the weekend before Easter. You decide to go on a media blitz. Let's listen to what he has to say, and then we can conjecture why he might be doing this. Let's start with cut 7. Hunter Biden on CBS saying that he doesn't know, but the laptop, remember the very famous laptop, could be his. Play tape.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
was yours. I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
This is such JV reporting. I know these reporters can do better. Do you know why? I saw them with immense full court pressure flood the zone against Donald Trump. I saw them ask the tough questions. I saw them find documents that talented journalists would have to find. A real question should be, no, Hunter, is this picture of you wearing no clothes that's now on the Chinese internet, that's X-rated and that's all I'm going to say about that, is this you? Yes or no? That'd be a pretty interesting question to ask on camera. You see, CBS is not even interested in the ratings. CBS would have the most interesting piece of television of the entire year. Do you think if Donald Trump Jr. sat down for an interview with CBS and they had X-rated material that is now circulating on the Chinese internet of him allegedly with underage people, that's just all allegedly. Do you think that they would confront Donald Trump Jr. with those pictures and say, hey, is this you, yes or no? Of course they would. Instead, Hunter Biden, for the first time, admits the laptop could be real. So what's the significance of that? Well, outside of Hunter Biden being a very morally questionable person, it actually opens the door to the current president of the United States and his business dealings. Hunter Biden admitted that his father very well might have been involved in business dealings with the Chinese. Cut 9, Hunter Biden tells Anthony Mason in a separate interview in this very strange media blitz that he's being fully cooperative with the federal investigation. Play cut 9.
There's a federal tax investigation into you. Where does that stand now?
They're investigating. I can't really talk about it other than to say is that I'm fully cooperative, and I'm fully confident that at the end of the day, it's all going to be fine.
Is your legal team working on any kind of a plea deal?
Oh, no. I am absolutely certain that what we're doing is being completely cooperative with whoever is asking from any authority whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. They got him. It's that simple. I'm going to tell you why he's doing these interviews. He's very worried. He's doing the Andrew McCabe strategy. I was going to think of this guy's name. He's doing the Andrew McCabe strategy, trying to prevent a grand jury indictment against him. It's that simple. There is no other reason to go on this media blitz. No one asked for it. No one's pressuring it. There was no new revelations. The media just doesn't care. And of course, CBS will sit down and offer softball type questions. Of course. You could tell by the inflection in Hunter Biden's voice. You could tell by the staging and the fact that he did 2 interviews for no real reason whatsoever, because Hunter Biden wanted to admit that he was a bad person. And we'll get to those that tape in a second. And then there was something that he wanted to say to the world. There's something specific that he wanted to communicate. They just wanted to slip into there. And mind you, this is not the number one news story. So mission accomplished. You do it before a holiday weekend because they wanted something to get into the news cycle. Whatever that is, we're going to have to try to find it. And this is now becoming a clear and present threat against Joe Biden. And so Hunter Biden probably met with his father and discussed this. Now, if the media was doing their job, they would go to Merrick Garland and say, Merrick Garland, are you recusing yourself from this investigation because you were appointed by the current president? That's what a real media would do. That's what they did against Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions agreed. Instead, Hunter Biden is going on these long interviews, who again is the son of the president of the United States, talking how he's being fully cooperative with federal investigators into his taxes. Let me tell you right now, a tax dispute does not warrant the full weight of the federal government or two interviews right before a holiday weekend with CBS. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have your aging tapes, films, and photos digitally preserved on a modern format so they're safe for generations. What moments with your family have felt like they're one in a million? The unforgettable times that transport you back to simpler days, wouldn't you love to enjoy these and pass them down to future generations? Isn't ensuring that your family's legacy is digitally preserved so it can be passed down just as important as creating these memories? Legacy Box helped bring new life to your old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them on a modern digital format that's easy to use. With Legacy Box, you can reclaim all the priceless footage that you haven't been able to see in years. The service couldn't be simpler. Use their kit to safely send the moments you want preserved. Legacy Box recently surpassed 1 million customers. In celebration of this milestone, Legacy Box is offering 40% off for my listeners. Get started preserving the moments that have stood out in your life today. Go to legacybox.com/Kirk to join more than 1 million other families who have used Legacy Box for just a fraction of the regular price. Take advantage of a 40% off offer today. Go to legacybox.com/Charlie to save 40% while supplies last. So let's get to cut 10 here of 60 Minutes claiming the Hunter Biden laptop story can't be verified. This was a little bit of a flashback while interviewing Trump. Content.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
Biggest
you want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't... The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it. Okay,
all right.
So it was a little hard to hear because I think this was the White House actually filming the interview. Because if you remember, this was the kibosh 60 Minutes interview. And they said that the laptop can't be verified. Now, the media lost all interest in covering the Hunter Biden laptop saga. Now, remember, going back to it, there was a laptop repair shop man in Delaware. Someone came in with sunglasses that looked like Hunter Biden, dropped off the laptop. Somehow this laptop owner tried to contact Hunter Biden. It got classified as abandoned property. Rudy Giuliani, through his lawyer, Mr. Costello, got his laptop, started to publish the emails. The New York Post started to publish the emails. They lost access to all their social media accounts, despite the fact that there is X-rated, probably illegal material of Hunter Biden on the laptop, floating around on the Chinese internet. It's all over the place. And the activist media seems completely uninterested in it. And the biggest story of all of it is not the fact that Hunter Biden is a moral scumbag. We know that. And in a very strange way, Hunter Biden comes out and says, yeah, I feel bad that I went and almost married my brother's widow. Like, no one asked you about that, Hunter. We already knew that you were a depraved person. And I hope that you find Jesus Christ in your life and you need it. And by the way, this is not even about Hunter Biden. I sort of get exhausted talking about leaders' children. Not exactly something that is super important to me. It's only important because Hunter Biden involved his father, who is now in control of our government, with the Chinese Communist Party. And so when I saw these clips starting to circulate and our team started to message me on Good Friday, they said, hey, Hunter Biden just did a bunch of interviews. I said, what are you talking about? Why is he doing a bunch of interviews the weekend before Easter? And if you look at basic crisis communication, the rule should be, Hunter Biden, keep your mouth shut. You're under federal investigation criminally. Why are you talking? He's talking for one of two reasons. It could be both. The first reason is that he's worried that an indictment is looming and he's trying to prevent it through the court of public opinion with the jury pool. That's number one. Number two, there's something here that he wanted to be said. So therefore, people are not surprised because then they could do the thing that the left does so well. Oh, we already covered it. It's already news. So I think it's actually more likely, as I've watched these interviews in depth, that Hunter Biden wanted it to slip that the laptop might be real. My working hypothesis is that we are going to hear more about the laptop very soon. Mark it down, write it down. My predictions are rarely wrong. Not bragging, just saying. My predictions are rarely wrong when it comes to these things. Now, Hunter Biden is surrounded by the top PR experts on the planet. You must understand, as we play more tape from this, that none of this is a mistake. That everything you are seeing is scripted, rehearsed. It's almost like a movie. You're dealing with a friendly questioner. When Hunter Biden sits down with Anthony Mason, it's the same as when Donald Trump sits down with Sean Hannity. It's that friendly. So why did Hunter Biden do this? He wanted something to be said, or he's trying to impact the court of public opinion. But then what is coming next? And why is it that the New York Times has zero mention of this today? Because something is really bad in regards to this. Something is not helpful for Biden in what's happening here. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of your car, Fiat, Kia, or different models like Pacifica or XT5, it is impossible to stock all the parts you need. You have computers with access to rockauto.com, so why allow yourself to be intimidated by the people that run the auto part stores? One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more on the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible, rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How'd you hear about us, Box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. There's so much I want to get to. We have not even touched on Coke, Delta Airlines, which is now acting like a political super PAC, Major League Baseball, and so much more. But this Hunter Biden story broke over the weekend, which I think is the most important story because it personally involves the person running our government, Joe Biden. And after what they did to Donald Trump and his family, micromanaging every single statement and decision of his children. And then we have total silence from Hunter Biden, who's under active criminal federal investigation, is beyond stunning. Why are you sitting down and all of a sudden opening up your life? Now, some people say it's, oh, for his upcoming book. Let me be very clear. This is not a book interview. The book is a facade. The book is a act of public relations smoke screen. It's vapor. I don't even know what's in the book. It's like an Andrew Cuomo book. It's not even a real thing. Instead, and by the way, who promotes a book right before Easter when everyone's numbers are down? No. You do this for a controlled environment with friendly media members, no different than Donald Trump sitting down with Sean Hannity, and kind of in a conversation that can shift public opinion in your direction. Cut 11, Hunter Biden, play tape.
The implication all through the campaign was that your efforts had somehow benefited your father financially. Have you ever given your father money from any of your business ventures?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. Ever.
Not a nickel?
Not a nickel.
Directly or indirectly?
Directly or indirectly. Not a nickel ever. 100%. No. Never.
Wrong question. Anthony Mason was told to do that question, and he did it perfectly. Here's the correct question. Hunter, did your father benefit in any way from any of your business deals? That's the question. Do you see how? Let's listen to this again. This is written in, it's the question is written in legalese. Of course he didn't give any money to his father. He's not an idiot. Well, I don't know. That's actually, they're smarter than that. The question is, was there value transacted? Did you pay for a house that he lived in? Did you underwrite some of his soft costs? Of course there wasn't a wire transfer from Hunter Biden to Joe Biden. That would be sloppy. We're dealing with organized crime here. Let's listen to this again. Listen very carefully. Listen to Anthony Mason. This is such a gaslighting technique that is used by the media. Listen, did you ever give any money to your father? He asks the correct question to begin with, and then he asks the wrong specific question. Listen carefully. Play tape.
The implication all through the campaign was that your efforts had somehow benefited your father financially. Have you ever given your father money from any of your business ventures?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. Ever.
Not a nickel?
Not a nickel.
Directly or indirectly?
Directly or indirectly. Not a nickel ever. 100%. No. Never.
The first part was right. The implication is that your father benefited. And then he asks, well, did you send any wire transfers is basically what he's asking. Did anyone in any one of these interviews ask about the 10% for the big man? What kind of a media do we have? This is Pravda. You have disclosed emails from Tony Bobulinski, and Tony Bobulinski then going public saying that these emails are legitimate, saying that we need 10% or 10 for the big man. Did anyone ask Hunter Biden, hey, Hunter, who's the big man? Were there shares put aside from the Chinese Communist Party for your father? So now you have the president of the United States, who very well could be implicated in an ownership scheme with our greatest enemy. Some would call it an adversary. I don't call it a rival, okay? This is not Red Sox versus Yankees. This is America versus China and good versus evil. I always laugh when people say, oh, China's our rival. What is this, the Packers versus the Bears? No, this is a real geopolitical struggle. Could you imagine if Winston Churchill called the National Socialist Workers' Party a rival? That's what Neville Chamberlain would do. That's what weak people would do. They find vanilla-coated words, basically, please don't hurt us. We'll call you whatever we want. Or they're purchased. Hunter Biden cut 16. Just give me an idea of just kind of what you're dealing with here. Again, I feel sorry for this man. I do. I hope he finds some healing. And the better question is, why was Joe Biden doing business with his coke-addicted son? Cut 16.
Yeah. I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoke more Parmesan cheese than anyone, anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
What's really happening here? He was told by his PR experts, Hunter, we have to turn you into a victim. The pressure was too much. My brother died, which I'm not trivializing. It's a real thing. My father was always under the spotlight, and the only way I could cope with it was narcotics. Therefore, anything I did needs to be viewed through a prism of that I'm a victim of commercial society. I can't quite totally be held accountable for my actions. I was under the influence. I was under the pressure. I was not my own man. That's the narrative they're trying to portray here. So a legitimate follow-up question from CBS would be, Hunter, I'm sorry you had to deal with substance abuse. That's a very real thing. Can you explain these pictures that are now floating around on the Chinese internet that show you severely and totally compromised with moral behavior that is worse than just doing cocaine or methamphetamine or ecstasy? Can you help explain that? You see, if this was the Trump children, they would be trying to investigate President Trump for anything that his children did. Let me give you one example of this. I think it's a perfect example. A guy that works for The Guardian, Martin Bellum, wrote this article. Was Ivanka Trump telling the truth in Lego White House anecdote? President's daughter has been accused of self-plagiarism. Let me just stop there. There's no such thing as self-plagiarism. It's a completely fictitious term. Self-plagiarism, you mean using your own stuff? It'd be like saying, Charlie, you're re-airing previous episodes of the Charlie Kirk Show. You're copying from myself. Yeah, I said it. Anyway. But photographic evidence may back her up. There is a long piece on The Guardian from 7 months ago doing investigative reporting questioning whether or not Ivanka's child actually made a Lego White House, trying to call her a liar, trying to accuse her of being a bad person, from TheGuardian.com. And the stories are numerous. Vanity Fair. The problem with Ivanka Trump's attempt at a heartwarming story. Heavy.com. Ivanka Trump accused of making up son's Lego story. MSNBC. Ivanka Trump said her son built a replica of the White House. She told a similar story of herself 13 years ago. There was more media backlash for whether or not her son Theodore created a Lego White House than the evidence that's right in front of you that the president might be compromised by the Chinese Communist Party and his son is under active criminal investigation for that. That's just one example of hundreds I could share. So how's the media reacting to this? Oh, they're taking the bait. Brian Stelter is doing exactly as he is instructed. Slobber. Cut 18.
Tell you what, I've read a lot of memoirs. I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things, that comes out on Tuesday. It is extraordinary. You know, you've heard about Hunter Biden over the years. You've heard all the tabloid coverage of Hunter Biden. You think you know his story. We know that right-wing media is obsessed with him. Fox News always targeting him. And there are real questions to ask, including about that laptop that CBS is probing, that CBS asked Biden about in an interview that's airing today and airing again tomorrow. But this book about addiction, about how many times Hunter Biden could have died, the president's son, it's breathtaking.
Well done, Brian. You will do as you are told. And by the way, yes, I was on that montage. I'm very proud of that. Because I did an entire media interview on this, and then people just stopped talking about it. It's what happens when you have holiday weekends. And again, someone should ask the question, why is Hunter Biden doing this on a holiday weekend? So let me tell you this. I'm going to make some big and bold predictions. The rank and file of our law enforcement likely have something incriminating on Hunter Biden, and they want to convene a grand jury, if not that grand jury has already been convened. So the real question that must be asked of our current president is, are you getting briefing updates on your son's investigation? Have you spoke to Merrick Garland on this? Have you used a liaison like Ron Klain or Kamala Harris to speak to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice about the looming criminal indictments against you or your family? Are you willing to pardon your son? Have you thought about it? Have you consulted with White House counsel? Now, if these questions sound normal, they should be normal because these were the questions that were asked of Donald Trump when very little was happening. Of course, they don't care. Truth is not a left-wing value, as Dennis Prager commonly says. But let me tell you, Hunter Biden would not be doing the media circuit if there was not a looming threat against him and his family. There's something happening here. And it's real and it's dramatic. It's based in evidence. I don't know what it is. And this is still somewhat speculation, but I could tell you that studying the left and understanding how they communicate and understanding the channels of communication, one does not just pop up suddenly and volunteer all of this information. It's not the way it works. Andrew McCabe did this as a way to try to prevent a grand jury indictment. James Comey did the exact same thing. Lisa Page did the same thing. Peter Strzok did the same thing, and none of them were indicted. This is deliberate. You are being manipulated by this, and none of it is a mistake. But I can tell you, Joe Biden, he's extra nervous today based on something that we cannot yet see. When you spend a lot of time in the great outdoors, you find out pretty quick that Mother Nature doesn't always play nice. SA Company has all the protective gear you need to brave the elements and explore more every day. Like their multi-use face shields, they are UPF 30, lightweight and breathable, the perfect piece of protective gear for your next adventure. A lot of people talk very favorably about SA face shields, and there's over 10 ways to use the SA face shield. People say they have great eye-catching designs. SA face shields are perfect for your next outdoor adventure, whether you're working in the sun or cold or going hunting, fishing, hiking, skiing, riding, or biking. SA face shields offer breathable protection for everything the outdoors throws at you: sun, wind, cold, insects, dust, dirt, and moisture. SA believes in giving back to men and women who put themselves on the front lines every day. Stay protected outdoors because right now you'll get a great deal. Buy one, get four free. Whoa. A $150 value for $24.99. Just go to safishing.com/Charlie to get five face shields for the price of one, plus a lifetime warranty and free returns if you're not satisfied. That's safishing.com/Charlie. Power shows the man. Four words that I think are more applicable than ever before. Some people say Plato said it. Some people say Aristotle said it. But power shows the man. This last Easter weekend, I was thinking of where I was last year, and I was locked down. We almost all were. If you want to see who a real leader is, give them a bunch of power and resources in a time of crisis, and then judge them. And my goodness, have we learned a lot about our leadership in the last year. We've realized that we have very few courageous leaders in America, especially on the gubernatorial level. Ron DeSantis is one of them. And Ron DeSantis was on the front page of Drudge, which has just gone completely off the reservation. I'm not even going to address the Ron DeSantis story because I don't even want to give it airtime. All I can say is this, is that I'm shocked it took them this long to attack Ron DeSantis with all they have. And it's baseless and it's silly and it is not going to stick. Ron DeSantis is the best governor in America, period. Ron DeSantis was given a lot of power during this crisis. How did he fare? With an open state, a vibrant state, a happy state, economically vibrant state. How about Andrew Cuomo? Gave him a bunch of power. And isn't it interesting how Andrew Cuomo has just fallen out of the news cycle? Is he still under those accusations? Are we supposed to believe all women? No, the left, they learned their lesson after Al Franken. After Al Franken resigned due to the allegations, they said, wait a second, we didn't have to do this. No one actually cares what we do anymore. We're just going to distract them, tell them to tune into Netflix, run some sort of psyops operation, and then we'll stay in power and people will forget. That's their playbook. Doesn't look like Andrew Cuomo's resigning anytime soon. Same with Eric Swalwell, and the list continues. So as we look back in 1 year of us giving more power to politicians than almost any other time in American history. Let me say that again. There has been more power vested in politicians than any other time in American history in the last year. How have we fared? They've basically messed up everything. You have a couple rare examples like Ron DeSantis, but most states are struggling to get back to normal. And that's because the compact that we have with the people in charge is supposed to be based in a consent of the governed. It's supposed to be based in this promise that we're not going to abuse your freedoms and liberties beyond what is articulated in the document that is rules for the road for us. And with the exceptions that I've already mentioned, most governors completely mess this up. So what's the lesson here? The lesson is that we should limit the amount of power that goes to central authorities, both government and otherwise. The power shows the man. You want to see who a person really is? You want to see if a politician is willing to do the right thing? Give him a bunch of power in a time of crisis. And we've realized this is why despotism is not just immoral, but it fails over time. Gavin Newsom under a recall effort. Andrew Cuomo near resignation because of accusations and the nursing home scandal. J.B. Pritzker, one of the worst governors in America. So a year later, I hope that we have now learned our lesson that we will never again cede our freedoms and liberties to a central governing authority. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.